The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's the 10th of December, 15 shopping days left till Christmas, 7:05. And is the time, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. I have David here as my wingman.
Good morning.
Or I'm your wingman because you're the one that gets us on the air. I'm not sure now anymore.
You're the one who told me to get you on the air. You're the boss. So.
No. I think of us as we're partners in crime here, probably.
I think you have a higher rank than me for sure.
Well, you know what? I don't see the weather here. Whoa. Oh. Well, I tell you what. I will pitter-patter here while you pull up the weather, and you can tell us what it's going to be. If I remember right, today is going to be kind of partly cloudy and partly sunny, and the rain doesn't start until tomorrow, if I remember correctly. So, what do you think?
Yeah, I got a high of 58 today. Tonight, a low of 38.
Blinky goes on the horse, maybe.
We got 30% chance of rain Wednesday with a high of 57.
Yeah.
And now, Wednesday night, up to 70% chance of rain and a low of 39. Not quite freezing rain. And Thursday, 50%. Thursday night, a low of 38. It's like a high of around 50 degrees throughout that rain.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, heavy rain Saturday, it says. Heavy rain Friday night.
Okay. Well, then the blanket does go on the horse.
And the weather's always brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, family-owned business right here in Anderson. Gives the best in customer service. They give senior and veteran discounts. They have other programs for their customers because they do treat their customers as warm friends. It's a veteran-owned business. They are people of integrity and honor, and it's family-owned, and they're into their third generation of running Shasta Gas Propane, the Kenny family. Can't say enough about them. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. Moment of silence as I try and find my the stool I sit on and that they hid underneath here. But, hey, Redding Garden of Lights ranked number 7 in the nation for best botanical garden holiday lights. This came out of the best botanical garden holiday lights in USA Today's 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards. So, that's big. Number 7, not even number 10. So, now I've got to really search this out and see what number 1 looks like. I mean, we have 2 million lights there, and we're going to give away 2 more tickets. Yeah, that's right, 2 more tickets to the Garden of Lights today. In fact, Turtle Bay was supposed to be on this morning. We were going to talk about it, but we're going to reschedule them. Seth has got, he's got whatever else everybody else is having right now. Are you noticing this? Are we seeing people not feeling well and sick?
Yeah.
Don't nod your head. You have to talk to me.
Yeah. It's the news this morning, as you might have heard.
Excuse me, as I'm coughing.
Right.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, don't get me sick, guys.
No. Just make sure that when you're cleaning up in here, you're spraying my mic like you all do. So we have these industrial strength wipes that we use on everything around here, and it started during COVID, but we've just kind of continued on with that. We wiped down the mics and all the tables and chairs. So anyway, what were you saying?
So those Redding Garden of Lights, it goes through January 5th.
Yep.
So they're having a big New Year's Eve party as well.
That's right. And we were there last time, and it was pretty nice. I mean, and the igloos that we we got an igloo there that holds 8 to 10 people, and if you rent that, you get pizza and all the free non-alcoholic drinks you want, and you can use that as kind of a base to come in, get a little warm, and then head on out again. It's a great idea. Now, they may be sold out. I'm not sure because of so many people want them. I think there's like 4, maybe 5 of them, but they've got couches and chairs and a heater, electric heater with like the little fire burning, you know, one of those things. And then they have a fire pit outside, propane or natural gas fire pit outside too. So, and the night we went, it was raining, if you remember. Everybody, and I don't blame everybody. I mean, that people, it was just, you know, afraid of getting sick. They were, you know, we had some injuries. We had people with going to have children, all those kind of things. But we had a great time. And so you can do this. And now I'm going to give away 2 tickets, and here they come right now. Give us a call at 530-605-4567. We'll see who is up this time of the morning that wants to go to Garden of Lights. These are the golden tickets. You can use them for any day. And we're going to give away 2 of those. And we've been giving them away, and people coming in here saying hello. And by the way, when you come in to pick up your tickets, why don't you bring a toy? Bring an unwrapped toy, and so we can put it in our Toys for Tots box. And then you sign up. Get this. You bring in a toy, put it in our box, unwrapped, $10, around $10. You know, make it a nice gift for somebody. For some child, it's not going to have a good Christmas, but they will with these toys. Bring it in, sign up for our drawing, and on that drawing, you get a chance, if you win, 4 more tickets and then Black Bear Diner Bucks. Oh, yeah. So just bring in a toy when you come in to pick up these tickets, drop them off. And you're doing you know what? You're getting the tickets, but you're also helping people. And the phone lines are lit up, and David's on it. So, okay, what else is going on? But I just thought that was great news. 7th in the nation here. You know, that's positive. That's a positive news, you know, that we can point to. And they say, well, what kind of events do you have? Well, how about the Christmas tree lighting? You know, we were out of town, but we were following it from our friends on Facebook, and oh my gosh, is that tree beautiful, David? I know David's working here trying to keep that straight, but were you able to be down there for that Christmas tree lighting or not?
I did.
You were?
Yeah.
How was that? It looked spectacular on Facebook, because that's the only way we could see it.
Yeah,
we were in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some really good drone footage where they went up, and you could see the huge crowd that they had all the way.
Was that March. Tyler Whitman?
I wonder if that was Ferris doing that. Ferris?
Oh, no. I was thinking of another Tyler. I don't know. That's okay. I'll come up with it. Tyler Whitlow, I believe, because he does that kind of stuff, too. But, it could have been Ferris. Ferris Films, Ferris Wheel Films. Okay. All right, so I guess somebody called in to get those tickets. Okay, you're still writing it down here. Okay. All right, so now we've talked about the Garden of Lights, what a great deal it is and how you got tickets. But, you know, I would be if, you know, if you don't win them here, you can buy them there. If you're already a member of the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, you save $5 per ticket. The food there is really good. They have a number of adult drinks that will suffice. Just let me put it that way. One could probably suffice for the whole evening, if according to Linda and Karen, when they each had one. So, anyway, Garden of Lights. And we're going to take a quick break. Let me see what else is going on around here. We talked about that. We talked about if you come in and you bring in a toy, you got a chance to win 4 Turtle Bay tickets. Yeah, a lot of things happening. The Soroptimists are having their big event tomorrow night, and raising money for women here in the city of Reading, and that's going on. And Linda's going to be singing at that.
And you're going to be the auctioneer out here?
I'm going to be, you know, for me, it's a lot simpler than that. It's, all right, we have this table centerpiece for sale here. Who wants to bid? Do I hear 5, 10, 15? No, come on. 15, 15, 15, 15. And I just sit there until I drive them crazy and somebody bids. That's my whole skill. I mean, I'm watching people selling things, $300,000, you know. I mean, big things. And I'm watching these auctioneers. And then I watch Lee Loft. He is great. And then I saw this 15-year-old kid at the Turtle Bay auction, 15 years old. You'd swear he was like 60, you know, from his voice and his patter. So, but I really like Lee. Lee Loft is a great auctioneer. Anyway, got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, you know, we burned out a processor the other day. I'm not sure how you burn one out, except it's been here for 15 years. So it might have had something to do with it. So we got another one coming in. And what's the processor do, David? So people know.
So it's taking the mic, and you've got different EQ. So you've got your bass, your frequencies that you can adjust. You can adjust the gain. And so it takes the mic and processes it with the proper EQs and the proper gain and things like that.
So once we set it, it stays. Is that the idea?
Theoretically.
Theoretically. And then
debatable.
Then you, yeah, well.
I'm not going to debate, though.
There's an argument anybody. Between our engineers whether you, once you set it, don't touch it. And the other one is, you know, you might have to adjust a little bit. So, you know, this is where I stay. I stay above the fray there. And my whole thing is get us on the air. And so it sounds okay.
And I think the theory is, like, you can set it to where it's kind of standard. It's going to work for everybody. It's kind of the common denominator.
Yeah, the common. You put it in the middle, and then you can little adjustments there. Hey, did you hear about this guy, 73 years old, that robbed a bank here in Reading? Not that 73 is old. Now, you know, I'll be glad to argue that with some people. But 73 years old. From Bernie, well, that kind of explains some of it. He led police in a high-speed pursuit through Reading, got up to 35 miles an hour, and crashed into a patrol vehicle Monday morning. Now, thank God nobody was hurt, especially our first responders. Guy by the name of Dana Schultz. Do we know him? Anyway, Banner Bank on East Cypress. I didn't know we had a Banner Bank here in town, but hey. Anyway, he took cash while indicating he had a gun in his possession. I don't think he pulled the gun. He just said he had a gun. He fled in a white Chevy Silverado, and the cops caught him. They followed him. He continued to drive the pickup with wanton disregard for other people and pedestrians, and they caught him. Extra set of California license plates, clothing, loaded gun, and cash. Huh, 73. Well, you know, it is Christmas coming up.
Hey, we do have a winner for the tickets.
Oh, okay, great. Who is it?
Sherry. Thanks for calling in. You've won.
Thanks, Sherry. Yeah. Come on in today. Bring a toy. Bring a toy. That way you get these tickets. Drop off a toy and you get entered in for the big drawing for four more tickets and a bunch of Blackbeard Diner Bucks. Yeah. Okay, speaking of people that got arrested, it appears that they caught this guy that killed that CEO in New York. He's a little bit different than what you think he would be. Private school valedictorian, Ivy League graduate, and now a murder suspect. Luigi Mangione. Law enforcement's person of interest was captured in Altoona, Pennsylvania, at a McDonald's because one of the employees was looking at him. I guess he had his mask on and his hoodie, but he was looking at him thinking, that guy looks just like the guy in New York. Call the cops. Rookie cop comes in, arrest him, and on him they found a 3D printed gun and silencer, according to this news report now. And I didn't know you could build silencers from 3D. You're probably, you know, you're up on this, though, right? The 3D stuff?
You know, Ben has a 3D printer.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know too much about it.
Yeah, but his is, he's doing these little, like, tchotchkes. Things like, you know, for, you know, little figures, action figures and stuff, if I remember right.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe we can inherit that when Ben leaves here very soon to go into the Air Force, which, by the way, he took another test, so, and he scored higher. He's already scored high on it, and he scored higher, which means he can have any job. He is qualified for any job enlisted in the Air Force of the United States. Any job, which opens up a whole new world to that young man. I mean, when I say to enlisted, I mean, he's not a pilot or anything like that, but he can work on the planes, he can work in IT, he can work in intelligence, he can work in cryptology, he can work in anything now because he scored high enough on that test. So
We're going to have Ben on before he leaves. He's still working at night, I believe. Yeah. I don't see Ben anymore except for that. Anyway, during his high school speech, they were talking about that Mangione was personable, witty, and confident. And yet he is... then they started looking at some of the things, you know, some of his writings and all this, like he understood about the... he had handwritten papers that expressed ill will toward corporate America. His grandmother died last year at age 92, but they are people of income. So you wouldn't think that they'd have a problem with the insurance companies or something. So just not the person you would expect in this. Now, this 3D printed gun, and we're gonna, you know what, I'm gonna try, I'll get Ted Lighty in here, or get an expert in here about this. The gun jammed, but you would imagine he had probably tried it out a few times. I mean, I don't know what the caliber was, but the caliber was large enough that he could write, deny, delay, and depose on the cartridge, on the casings, because that was written on them. And then he stalked this guy. I mean, it was obviously he knew he was going after. He wasn't just like, oh, I'm just going to walk down the street and shoot somebody. He was stalking this guy. He had his plan. And then he executed it. And when you saw it, when you saw the film, you saw, you know, you could tell right away it was a suppressed firearm, a suppressed pistol, because of the way it looked. But I didn't know it was a 3D printed gun. We'd probably need to do a show about that. See, this is what I'm talking about is ghost guns, because you can build a gun yourself. I mean, it's relatively easy if you've got the tools to drill so that you can fit the upper and lower receivers in. And you can buy a lower receiver, I don't know, $100. But you have to make sure it's got the serial number on it from the state. So then, you know, now you've got a serial number on it. You may have built it yourself. But the suppressor, that was interesting. You could do that. But I'd be interested about everything you can do in 3D. Anyway, they caught him. And he had done an online review of the Unabomber manifesto. But he gave the book 4 out of 5 stars. And one of his comments were, he was a violent individual, rightfully imprisoned, who maimed innocent people. While these actions tend to be characterized as a crazy Luddite, however, they are more accurately seen as those of an extreme political revolutionary. The difference between Mangione and the Unabomber was that he picked somebody out specifically to assassinate. And here's what's even worse. You've got talking heads that express joy at the CEO of UnitedHealthcare being shot. Express joy on the TV. And then you've got all these people that are saying, well, you know, yeah, he shot somebody, but let's take a look at all the things. What about the 69,000 people that die every year or whatever? That die from not getting the medical treatment they rate because of insurance companies. You know, they're trying to tie that into it, something like that. So this man can become a multimillionaire, you know, the CEO of UnitedHealthcare. That's a reach. But when you start hearing things like that, I mean, in legacy media, it's the same kind of thing, in my opinion, is when you call Trump a Nazi. Trump's a Nazi. He's going to do away with democracy. He's going to put people in concentration camps. He's going to put people in the press in jail, which you heard throughout the election. And then there's 2 assassination attempts. It's not a surprise. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. If they have a lung nodule screening program, only one north of Sacramento. It's a low-dose screening, provides patients with an opportunity to screen for precancerous lung nodules before they progress into lung cancer. The goal is to reduce lung cancer mortality with this low-dose computer tomographic screening. And it's, like I said, it's the only one north of Sacramento. And what it does is, because lung cancer is so deadly, is because you don't know, the symptoms don't manifest themselves many times until it's already in stage two or three. This way, if you've got maybe you've got a history in your family of lung cancer and all this, they can find it early and start to fight it right then. And the earlier you find it, the better chances you have for winning this battle. So Shasta Regional Medical Center, go to their website, look at that lung screening, because it's out there and they're using it right now. 7:30 in the morning here on the 10th of December, 38 degrees out there and clear. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales events at Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape. Handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths, and silverware, cookware, and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I'm burning, I'm burning, I'm burning for you. I'm burning, I'm burning, I'm burning for you. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mundipon. Hey, you think about purchasing an electric car? Reading Electric Utilities still has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. You might want to be looking at those right now because President-elect Trump has said he's going to take a look at them about all these rebates and everything. And visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Daniel Penny, the former Marine who was arrested for... In my opinion, trying to protect other citizens in that subway from a man on, obviously had mental problems, but also on drugs and all this. And in the process, the man died. D.A. Bragg, who's the one that brought the charges against Trump and others, wanted to try him for manslaughter and negligent homicide, and went to the jury. Last week, for 4 days, they deliberated, and they could not agree. It was a hung jury. And we don't know how it was hung. It was, if it was for finding him innocent or acquitting him or finding him guilty, but they couldn't agree. So they dismissed those charges. And then the judge kind of going overriding what he had said earlier, which is something that says if he's found not guilty, you can look at the second charge, negligent homicide. Well, he wasn't found not guilty. It was a hung jury. So they couldn't really, by the law, according to lawyers I've been listening to, they couldn't really go to that second charge, but they did. And in this case, it was a unanimous verdict that he was not guilty. So Daniel Penny is free. And Jordan Neely's dad, Jordan Neely is the man that was that died during this thing, has already got a lawsuit against Penny. But even more kind of disturbing is gentleman after the decision, New York Black Lives Matter leader called for black vigilantes to rise up and do like a payback on this. He suggested there ought to be some black vigilantes saying everybody else has these vigilantes and seeks justice on their own. People want to jump up and choke us and kill us for being loud. This gentleman by the name of Newsom. Not our Newsom. How about we do the same and attempt to oppress us? I'm tired. So what did that mean? Now calling for retribution and vigilantes because of this incident. Hopefully that won't happen either. It was unfortunate. The whole thing was unfortunate because Mr. Neely should have been in a mental institution. He should have been. He was arrested and turned loose, arrested and turned loose, arrested and turned loose under Bragg there in New York. And the fact is he needed to be in an institution. He needed to be helped. But that wasn't out there. So, but Daniel Penny, found innocent of all charges, was released. But his life has changed forever. His life's changed forever. Now, he's got other lawsuits coming. There's many, many, many people think he should have never gone to trial. And then there are people that think he should have gone to trial and should have been found guilty, but he was found not guilty by a jury of his peers. An anonymous jury. Nobody knows who the jury is. They kept them pretty sequestered, as they should, on something like this. So, anyway. It's one thing. It seems like it's one thing after another here. And now we got another fire. Yep. We have in Malibu, the Franklin fire in Malibu has caused Pepperdine University to shelter in place. And the fire's down there, like I said, in the Los Angeles County. And the university has provided shelter for their students. And there's no power. The Malibu campus operations have been suspended for Tuesday. It's down in Malibu. And so this fire is, it's a 3-alarm brush fire. And that's causing many people down in the Malibu area to evacuate. So far, no injuries have been found. And it scorched, so far, 1,822 acres. And it's 0% contained. Yes, I have this thing, too, that I think I brought back from Las Vegas. Last year, probably about, I know it's got to be more than that, probably 60 to 70% of the people came back from Las Vegas were sick. And we were having a Christmas party. And they had to cancel the Christmas party because everybody was sick. I think everybody did better this time. So they weren't. They didn't get into that. However, I seem to be the one that's got the froggy throat today. Okay. They've also closed the Pacific Coast Highway between Topanga Canyon and that. So, another fire down in Malibu. And, you know, if you just think about that, Malibu and the homes down in Malibu around there, the multi-million dollar homes down there. Not more important, of course, than the car fire where we lost so many homes and lives, and the Paradise fire. But I just wonder if, you know, you kind of wonder that, you know, see, it can touch anybody out there, fire. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to drink like a half a gallon of coffee and try and clear out my throat. And this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 today for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life-changing. Without treatment, you may not ever recover. It's, you know, it changes your life. It changes your family's life. You want to go back to work. Your employer wants you back, but things aren't working the way they should. That's why you got to call Patrick Gorman. And let me tell you, he's a fighter, veteran of the 101st Air Assault units, former law enforcement officer and now a lawyer. He worked in insurance companies for about a year, maybe two at the most. He said, you know, no, I'm just not going to do that. That's not right. And so he's opened up the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento, right there in Palisadero. You need somebody fighting for you. Patrick Gorman is a man of honor and integrity, and he will fight for your rights. Give them a call, 530-262-2168 today. We'll be right back.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, voted best in the North State 2023 and 2024. They've got a great selection of jewelry. They have it at very fair prices. And now, during December, they're having their huge anniversary sale. So you can go down there and find great jewelry, and it is Christmas, at very good prices at Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. The only place that Linda and I ever shop for jewelry is Four Winds Jewelry. Rebecca, Henry, and Leonard down there. Exceptional people. You don't have to worry about it. They've got the only watch repairman. They've got the only stone cutter. If you want to even design a piece of jewelry, they can help you with that and build it. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
Wow, Carl, I see 50 years at Four Winds Jewelry. They're 50 years old? That's awesome.
I'm not 50? Are they that?
Sure? Maybe not.
Maybe it's 33.
Okay.
Something like that. I don't think
that's to the North State anniversary sale.
That's right. And, I mean, you're going to find great jewelry down there. Like I said, at super prices. Linda loves it down there. She says it's quality stuff. Hey, President Trump has promised to end birthright citizenship on day one. The president said during his latest appearance on Meet the Press, in the 14th Amendment, if you're wondering about this, you know, because anybody born in the United States is a citizen, right? Not so fast. The provision grants citizenship to children born in the U.S. regardless of their parents' immigration status. However, the amendment was added in 1868 after the Civil War to allow children of slaves to become U.S. citizens, not the children of illegal aliens. So it explicitly targets individuals subject to the jurisdiction of the United States and exempts diplomats' children. So there are already exceptions. Persons born in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. And when they asked him that question, they left out those words, subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. So no state shall enforce any law which shall keep that from happening. But its current interpretation now fuels birth tourism. We're expecting parents, especially from China, travel to the United States to deliver their children so they can automatically become U.S. citizens. Other illegal immigrants already in the country can also benefit by the 14th Amendment by sanitizing their children's immigration status. Additionally, removing the alien parents from the country is impossible without separating them from their American children. So, he wants to remove that birthright citizenship by initiating a constitutional amendment if he can't achieve the same through executive action.
Well, maybe we have to go back to the people when ASPE intends to use exclusive action, but we have to end it. Now, we're one of the only countries that this happens to. 33 out of 193 countries worldwide have unrestricted birthright citizenship, like the United States. Only the United States and Canada have unrestricted birthright citizenship in the developed world. Another 32 countries, mostly developing nations, have conditional birthright citizenship, requiring at least one of the parents to be a citizen or legal resident. Similarly, the child can acquire citizenship if orphaned or through other constitutional means. So, he's not talking about dreamers, children who enter the United States illegally and spent their entire lives. He doesn't want to deport them. And Trump has said, I'm going to work with the Democrats. We've got to have something. We have to have something to do with dreamers. However, being one of the few countries, the only developed nation that does this, there's been a lot of talk about this through the years, and especially now. If you've come to this country, a lot of times people come across the border, have their babies, and then go back home because their baby is now an American citizen. So when the child gets old enough, they can come back and bring their child back into the country. I don't want to be breaking up families, Trump said. So the only way you don't break up the families, you keep them together and send them all back. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens there. If this is going to continue, though, as we go forward. The Bidens have, Joe Biden has said that, you know, he's got 42 days left in his presidency, so what's he going to do for his final 42 days? What are the priorities for the Biden White House? Besides the fact of this granting pardons, preemptive pardons to people like former chief of staff of the army, Miley. And these things keep coming up. Who's Joe going to pardon? They're even talking about Biden pardoning everybody that's on death row so that they don't have to worry about that. So they can have a chance to be, what's the word I'm looking for? So they can be, brought back into society after being on death row. The thing about death row and talking to guards there at San Quentin is a lot of them would like to see it just go away. You know, no, just do away with death row, because then they go back, all of these men and women that are on death row, then go back into the population, the vast majority of them do, of the prison. It saves literally hundreds of millions of dollars. But the other thing is, if you're on death row, they get free legal, and which it's free for them, but you and I pay for it. If they're not on death row, if they want to keep fighting their case, they have to be the ones that come up with the money for it, which might be a little bit harder. Anyway, they want to capitalize. This is the Biden White House. They want to cancel more student debt and getting as many judicial nominees confirmed as possible. We have 42 days left to sprint to the finish line and get as much done as possible for the American people, in their opinion. Four priorities: advancing Biden's Investing in America agenda, working with Congress on key legislation and judicial confirmations, making progress on foreign policy initiatives, and canceling more student debt for public service workers and other borrowers. The Biden administration plans to continue accelerating funding distributions for projects like high-speed internet expansion and clean energy initiatives. He noted that around 98% of the funding legally available through legislation enacted under Biden, including the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure law and the $800 billion or so Inflation Reduction Act, have already been allocated. The Inflation Reduction Act. What a misnomer that was. President has directed us to keep the pace and obligate as much funding as possible before the end of his term. They also want to get as many judicial confirmations in. And, of course, these are ones primarily Democrats that may have a more liberal idea of the law instead of the Constitution, being kind of like activist judges, as you've heard that term before, including a record number of women of color and labor lawyers confirmed as federal judges. Now, how many of those can they do? And this is one of the huge powers of the president, putting judges into court throughout the United States for life. Excuse me. They're in for life, like the Supreme Court. Put as many in there as you possibly can for life. And then that have the bent on changing things through the legal system, vice the elected officials doing things. And as you know, the Supreme Court has started pushing back on that, the Chevron decision and several other decisions that says no, you cannot give this much power to a bureaucratic agency. This has got to be done through an act of Congress where they vote on these things. They also want to intensify efforts on the foreign policy front, strong focus on bordering a Gaza ceasefire with hostage releases through diplomacy. Also, the administration is bolstering Ukraine's defenses. They just sent a whole $900 million over there. And see what else. Oh, Syria. Let's talk Syria for a minute. Syria has weapons of mass destruction. They have chemical weapons. Assad's used them before he was thrown out of the country and is now in Russia. The leadership of the opposition force, which is now owns Syria, their leader is a terrorist. He's been designated as a terrorist for about a decade. Even though he's, talking now about sounding more moderate, but now they're going to have their hands on the chemical weapons that Assad had. So what's that mean? The Middle East is on fire, and you can kind of point back and say, well, did the Biden administration, when they gave all that money back to Iran, and where they opened up billions of dollars for Iran, did Iran then start supporting Hamas and Hezbollah? Well, the answer, of course, was yes for that. Was that a direct result on October 7th when Hamas attacked Israel? We still have hostages from the United States being held by Hamas, and President-elect Trump has already said, if you don't give them back, we're going to unleash hell on you. Now, I'm not exactly sure he said it exactly the way I did, but it'll be that we're going to come back in, and either you turn them loose or we're going to come get them, and you're not going to like it, which is something that should have been done a year ago, in my humble opinion. Okay. Hey, our next hour is Shasta Regional Medical Center, and they could not make it today. So what we're going to do is we're going to play last month's. It had a lot of great information about lung cancer and this new nodule system, testing system they had, about how they can find cancer cells extremely early, which means you have a lot better chance of beating lung cancer, which is one of the main killers for cancer here in the United States, because usually it's picked up so late and it's, it's already at stage 3, which makes it very difficult to fight. So this is just one of the things they're going to be talking about from last month. So we're going to do that. We're going to be playing that, Dave, at 8 o'clock, right after the news. And then on Wednesday, we'll be back with our friends from the Chamber of Commerce and all the stuff that's going on there. And Thursday, we're going to be rolling in with Simpson University. So Friday, Patrick Gorman will be in, and we're going to be talking legal things on Friday. So Have a great day. And like I said, we're going to do the best of it. It's going to be Shasta Regional Medical Center from last month. Just for my final thoughts here is we'll be back Wednesday, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Fresh hope that maybe, just maybe, the guns will soon fall silent in Ukraine. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk says negotiations over the war could start in the winter, just as Poland prepares to take over the rotating presidency of the European Union come January 1st. He faces charges in Pennsylvania. He faces charges in New York, the suspect in the fatal shooting of UnitedHealthcare's CEO.
Court records in New York show that the 26-year-old alleged to have gunned down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson has been charged with murder. Luigi Nicholas Mangione is in custody in Pennsylvania after police responded to a tip from a customer at a McDonald's in Altoona. Deputy Police Chief Derek Swope.
That male was asked to remove his face mask, and officers immediately recognized him as a suspect.
The complaint says when asked whether he'd been to New York recently, he became quiet and started to shake. A law enforcement official who spoke with the Associated Press said Mangione carried a document in which he claimed to have acted alone and wrote it had to be done. These parasites simply had it coming. I'm Jennifer King.
President-elect Trump's Mideast envoy warns of serious consequences if the Gaza hostages are not released soon.
During a visit to the region this week, Steve Witkoff expressed hope for a ceasefire in Gaza between the militant group Hamas and Israel. But the soon-to-be Mideast envoy also warned that it would not be a pretty day if the hostages held in Gaza were not released before Trump's inauguration next month. Last week, the president-elect wrote on social media, there would be consequences if the hostages were not released before he takes the oath of office. Greg Clugston, the White House.
They've even landed in North Dakota, an illegal alien, allegedly a member of a violent Venezuelan gang, arrested in West Fargo. On Wall Street, the Dow 13 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 32. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our nation's problems have been building for the past 50 years, and they're not going away overnight, which is why we must prepare now for a financial collapse that will affect the entire economy. The good news is there's an easy way to do that. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and I believe everyone should consider a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group to diversify their IRA or 401k. Gold is a proven bedrock in almost every kind of economy. To learn more, get a free info kit from my trusted friends at Birch Gold by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Don't wait until decades of government irresponsibility comes crashing down on your retirement. Get your free info kit on gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group now. Text PREPARE to the number 989898. That's PREPARE to 989898.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has taken the stand in his long-running corruption trial. The BBC's Yolande Nell with the scene in Jerusalem.
There are noisy pro- and anti-Netanyahu protests here, kept apart by security guards. This scene sums up how deep divisions over the veteran Israeli leader and his long-running trial have come to define Israeli politics. Prosecutors allege that Benjamin Netanyahu exchanged regulatory favors with media owners for positive press coverage and accepted lavish gifts for advancing the personal interests of a billionaire Hollywood producer. Speaking in his defense, Mr. Netanyahu criticized media attacks on him as absurd and claimed he took illicit presents as doubly absurd.
Two young men who sympathized with ISIS, as well as a suspected accomplice, are under arrest in Germany. They were allegedly making preparations for a terrorist attack. News and analysis, townhall.com. Ongoing belt tightening at an aerospace giant.
Boeing has laid off hundreds of additional employees in Washington State
and California as part of planned cuts that will eventually reduce the company's workforce by 17,000. In October, Boeing said it would reduce its workforce by 10% as it tries to recover from financial and regulatory troubles and a strike by its machinists. Boeing says the strike did not cause the layoffs and that layoffs are a result of overstaffing. Boeing has been in financial trouble since two crashes of its 737 MAX jetliner killed 346 people in 2018 and 2019. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Power has been shut off to tens of thousands of people as utilities work to mitigate the impacts of Southern California's notorious Santa Ana winds. Strong gusts could damage electrical gear, sparking wildfires. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 12th of November, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. David, who can't talk, is right there.
Well, he can, but we have all our mics full.
Mics are full. And on the phone is...
Good morning. We have Susan Eastman, who's our Vice President of Investments from Stifel, and we are so interested to hear what's happening in the stock market and our market minute with Susan Eastman. What's going on?
Well, good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out mixed this morning as stocks are getting a little fatigued after reaching all-time highs. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 139 points at 44,150. The S&P 500 is down 12 points at 5,988. And the Nasdaq Composite is up 13 points at 19,311. Active stocks this morning, NVIDIA up 4.15 at 149.40 per share. Tesla down $6.70 at 343.33. Grab Holdings up 46 cents, trading at 4.84. And NIO down 38 cents at $4.68. Over in the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 4.381%. For commodities, gold is down $23 an ounce at $2,604. Silver off 13 cents at $30.57 per ounce. And crude oil is trading lower at $68 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Susan, has it been kind of fast and furious?
It has been. It's amazing what happened. The stock market's shooting through. There's still some very mixed different stocks, you know, but it's just holding. It's holding, but be wise to take some profit. That's what's happening today.
Okay.
And enjoy your stock market highs.
There you go.
Wow. And oil's going down, so
I wonder why that's
get
going
inflation
happening.
Down.
Drill, baby, drill.
I think that's part of it. And the Saudis are changing things because they know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
it's an interesting time for
sure. I bet.
If you're looking for somebody who keeps her finger on the pulse of all this, and we can talk about Susan Eastman.
Again, she's the vice president of Stifel, and that's
keep in mind that was a month ago.
Right here on
encore presentation
in Reading. You can give her a call at 530-244-7199. All right, and so let's get quickly to the weather. 57 will be our highs today. Overnight lows of 44, slight chance of showers. And then Wednesday, looks like we have 100% chance of rain. Again, Wednesday, Thursday, through the week. Friday, the temperatures are going to just be around 56. Get ready for that. Overnight lows of 37. Kind of a weekly forecast there, so a little bit, you know, showers and cold. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned in Anderson, 365-3793.
And we're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center and the CEO over there, Sam Attani. And you brought with you Dr. Rafael Lupercio. Was that
DiPercio?
DiPercio.
Yes.
And Dr. Kent Broussard. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Gosh, a lot of brain power sitting in here. I think they raised the temperature in here just with their knowledge.
Yes, and so Sam, you've brought together these great minds today to bring knowledge to our listeners on the air with great things that Shasta Regional Medical Center is doing. So you want to kick off what your thoughts are today and why you brought these two gentlemen?
Well, I mean, it's no surprise that Shasta Regional Medical Center is always focused on bringing high-tech, state-of-the-art technology to the community, not only to Reading, but all the counties that we serve that rely and depend on Shasta Regional Medical Center. And technology by itself doesn't do much without the brain to operate it, and that's why we brought Dr. LaFercio and Dr. Brissette, because without the two of them, that would not be possible. And today we're focusing on lung screening, and as you know, lung cancer is the leading cause of death in all cancer in the United States. However, with minor screening, you'll be able to catch it early, and if you catch it early, you'll be able to improve the survivor rate over 5 years by over 20%. So it's really important, or actually by 63%. It's really important for our community members to do the screening, and we'll talk about the screening tool and make sure that they are eligible for that, is to kind of get the screening they need and catch that early.
Well, one of the things that I've learned over the years with Shasta Regional is, you know, we have three types of cancer if caught early, colon, breast, and cervical. Mm-hmm. Live a full life. And for some reason, I've always wondered, and it's been explained to me, is that lung cancer, a lot of people think they brought it on themselves because they smoked, but that's not true. A lot of people get lung cancer that never smoked in their life. But the other thing is finding it early, because it hides itself.
Yeah, I'll let the doctor speak about what are the causes of lung cancer, but our county and the area here lag behind compared to other counties and other states in diagnosing it early, and the survivor rate past 5 years, we are really lacking behind. And our goal is to make a dent in that and improving it by bringing the screening technology and the state-of-the-art technology. As you know, Shasta Regional Medical Center was the first to bring in this ION technology, ION robot, into Reading and into the Shasta County. And since last year, we've done over 100-plus procedures to screen those patients. And between the two physicians we have here, they have saved a lot of lives because of it, and I'll let them speak of the technology and what the cancer is all about.
Well, this is close to home. My brother doesn't smoke, athletic doctor. His brother had a heart attack, so they were screening him for that kind of stuff, and they found the spot on his lung. And he ended up having his upper left lobe taken out. No cancer family. It's kind of like he was the first, and now, you know, he has told his sons about this, but they expect a full recovery for him because they did find it so early. But if it hadn't been for his brother having a heart attack, he would not have gone through those different tests that led to the finding of that spot.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. Most of the cancer right now is found what we call incidentally, meaning that people go for a cough or some other process, and then they get an X-ray, then that some shows up, and then CT scan is done. I'm Dr. LaFercio, by the way. I've been here for 22 years. I'm a lung specialist. Up until recently, there was no screening test that I was actually that made any impact on lung cancer survival. They had a lot of studies that they did, thousands of x-rays. They had x-rays done every 3 months, every 6 months, once a year, compared to placebo. And what was interesting is that the cancer was found more in people that had screening, but survival was less. And it was a big deal at the national meetings. People would stand in chairs and yell at each other because they couldn't figure out what the problem was. And I think even up to now, I don't think anybody knows exactly why. And the screening arm, people die more. There's a lot of speculation about doing the necessary procedures, because lobectomies are not easy. When people have gone lose a lung, they have to. It's a stressful situation. Dr. Brissette will speak about that in a second. But the A few years ago, they did a lung cancer screening with what they call a low-dose CT scan of the chest. And the standard right now, which I don't think is 100% accurate, but it's what we have. That's the statistical analysis that was done and the study that was approved by all the people that I review all the statistics and so on, is that if you smoke for over 20 years, they call that a 20-year pack history, meaning that if you smoke for 4 packs per day for 5 years, it's the same as smoking 1 pack per day for 20 years. If you smoke half a pack per day, which I never met anybody that will do that, but then you 40 years. So if you smoke 2 packs per day, it's 10 years. So 20 years over the age of 50, and they have this rule, which I don't agree with, but it's how it is, that if you stop over 15 years, you're going to be screened. I find many people that have had lung cancer that has stopped smoking many years, so over 20 years. But nonetheless, that's how it is. Right now, to qualify to get a low-dose CT scan by all the insurances, Medicare, and so on, it's over the age of 50, 20-year pack history of tobacco use. Pack history, not years of smoking, pack history. And then below the age of 90, I believe, 89, can't remember, but it's a limit.
I think it's 50 to 77 or something along those
lines. Yeah, something like that, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. But in my case, I know this is public, but it's okay. I find an excuse to get a CT scan on people that I consider to be a risk.
well, good for you.
Yeah, because that's always a situation. You find a lot of cancers that are people that don't fit this criteria. Normally, lung cancer is related to smoking, but there's quite a few people that were not smokers have lung cancer. There's a lot of things that we don't know.
Right.
In particular, women, for some reason, they're more susceptible to non-smokers. The other ones that are, in my experience, this is just really strange. I probably have, I don't know, over 22 years, probably maybe 20 people that were not completely non-smokers that I've diagnosed. And probably about close to 10 of those are Filipino nurses, which is really weird.
Filipino nurses?
Yeah, it's really strange.
They are nursing.
Nursing, yeah.
They're nurses in the...
I don't know why. It's really strange. I when I see a Filipino woman that comes with a nacho, like, we're working you up.
Okay. We're going to take a break.
We're here with Sam Attani, who, of course, is the new CEO out there in Shasta Regional Medical Center, and is happy he's here.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Excited to be here.
Yeah, it's good. He really likes it up here. And Dr. Rafael Luperci.
Yeah.
I'll get it. And Dr. Kent Brissett. Thanks. I'm really good, as you can tell. And we're talking lung cancer, we're talking lung cancer screening, and the new thing, the new techniques, the new technology that are right here in Reading. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the best in the North State 2023 and 2024. Why? Maybe they are the best in the North State. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, the only stone cutter, the only watch repairman, and they are just absolutely fabulous people. In fact, somebody listening to the show sent me a text and said, what was the name of that store? Yeah. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. You won't be sorry if you go in there.
And December will be their big anniversary sale. They do that once a year, and I think as soon as you walk in, everything has got like a certain percentage off.
There you go. All right, we'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. So if you're looking for the perfect gift, give a gift certificate to Capturing the Essence Salt Cave or visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street to find health-wise gifts like the Genesis Stone, our salt packs, or the Essence of Renewal that helps to eliminate nerve pain. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. And give the gift of relaxation and wellness.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mundebach. Hey, think about purchasing an electric vehicle? Well, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Might want to do that now. There may be some changes here after January. We'll see. And we are here with Shasta Regional Medical Center with CEO Sam Attani. We got to meet Sam last time. Sam and I still have to have lunch.
I'm still waiting for you to call.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to do that.
Now that we've got through some of all this veteran and the Marine Corps ball and all that stuff,
Yeah, we're kind of like, we have some time. Our kids came up to visit us. In fact, I'm going to have to leave early to take them back down to Sacramento. They catch a flight. And Dr. Raphael?
Lupercio. And Dr. Bousset. And we'll get with you in a minute, Dr. Bousset. But I wanted to share that we're talking about lung cancer awareness, and if we can... anybody can take away anything today, it's about these unusual ways that people find out. Maybe they're going in for another kind of screening and they find out about lung cancer. And I could say that my grandmother, who was a non-smoker, passed away from lung cancer many, many years ago. I was 3 when she passed away. So, but she did work, again, on the shipyards. So we are thinking it's maybe with asbestos.
Yes, indeed. Asbestos is one of the big, big factors for lung cancer. And the problem with asbestos is that the lung does not have any pain fibers. So therefore, there's no pain that will warn people. The only thing that changes when people come in and tell them my lungs hurt is actually the chest wall. So when I do bronchoscopies, which is going inside the bronchial and getting biopsies, the only discomfort is getting the bronchoscope through the vocal cords. Otherwise, if you deal with people completely awake, you can poke a needle, they don't feel it. So that is why there's no warning signs. People will not have a warning about cancer developing in the lung. It can start as a small nodule, and it can grow real big, and people don't know, unless it hits the chest wall.
Mm.
So the chest wall is very sensitive. But that's the inside of the chest
wall. But the lungs don't have
no pain fibers, no pain information.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, that's a takeaway for me. And Dr. Brissette, so what would you say, would you share with our listeners today, you're here, what is your specialty?
So I'm a thoracic surgeon, so deal with pretty much every disease that's come in the chest. I don't do heart surgery. I used to do that a long time ago, but not anymore. But thoracic surgery is my main emphasis, so surgery of diseases within the chest.
Okay, so you're
the guy that goes in there and does the removal?
Well, there's two broad types of thoracic disease. There's the non-surgical component, which Dr. DiPersio manages extremely well, and then the surgical component, which I generally take care of. We don't do much esophageal work, so most of the thoracic work we do in town is primarily related to lung procedures, and most of that is lung cancer. At least probably 90% of the thoracic cases I do is related to lung cancer. There's some other benign disease that we have to manage, but lung cancer is probably the main focus of the thoracic surgery practice here in town.
Now, for anybody, our rate of cancer up here in the North State seems to be higher.
Yes, indeed.
For a variety of reasons, and because of lack of medical assistance out in the rural areas, it's one of the reasons our suicide rate is higher too. So they may be coming in there later than sooner.
Well, there's two factors that influence cancer a lot. One is even though there's some cases that are people are not smokers, a majority still people that are smokers. And when you look at the rate of smokers from you leave. California is the second lowest percentage of smokers. Utah is number one. California is number two, even though we're the most populous state. But you break them down by county, this county is like being in Appalachia and Tennessee. It's about 30-35% of people still smoke.
Yes.
So you combine that with age. Age is the big effect. If we all live long enough, we all get some kind of cancer. That's going to be our demise.
Mm.
If we were to live to 120, 130, 140, we will get some cancer.
I was pretty much counting on 100, but I was kind of thinking of maybe prostate or something.
Well, it's some kind of cancer, but
right.
The point though is that our age is a factor, and then you add smoking, so you got a combination here that we have a very, very significant number of cancers. When I talk to my colleagues at conferences and meetings, and I tell them how many cancers I diagnose, they look at me like, yeah, sure, you're making that up, but it's actually very real. I probably diagnose between 15 to 20 cancers per month. And now with the new system that we have now, this might be a good time to introduce what we're doing.
Yes.
We are diagnosing a lot of people at a stage one. So survival is based on what we call the staging. Okay. And that's the staging is set up in a way to kind of, there was a statistical numbers of 5-year survival. So for instance, stage 1A, when the cancer is taken out, is 95% chance of surviving for 5 years. It goes to 2 centimeters, that goes to 1B, it's 85. 3 centimeters goes to 75%. That's the best diagnosis, stage one. Then you go stage 2A, 2B, 2C, 3A, 3B, 3C, and 4. 4 is when there is distant metastasis, meaning that the cancer is out of the lung into someplace else.
Yeah.
And nowadays, survival changes significantly for the best, which is really, really good. It used to be the lung cancer killed more people than all the other cancers together. Now that's not the case. It's actually less. It's not all together. Before it used to kill more people than breast, prostate, everything together. Now it's a little bit less because the new chemotherapy is much better. New technologies, we're finding cancer sooner in a lot of places. So this new technology that we have right now to diagnose cancer, we can diagnose people at 1 centimeter nodule anywhere in the lung. So to get into the lung, you can do it from outside or from inside. From outside, say that the tumor's on the upper lobe or the left upper lobe, whatever lobe up and up high in the middle, you can't go in because you can't go through the back. You have to go through the scapula. You can't go from the front. So we just watch the tumor until it got big enough, say, oh, yeah, it's growing. Get it out. So that was a surgery without diagnosis. Now we have this technology that we actually map out where I can, with a CT scan, I can label the tumor, and then the computer program sets up a blue ribbon that I follow when I go inside. So I go inside and watch a catheter, and then to take out the guide wire, the one that has a little camera in it that allows me to go in, And then I put in an ultrasound. The ultrasound is live, so I do a virtual planning to get in. And then once I get in, then I do a live ultrasound. The ultrasound has certain particular specific pattern that I see. So, okay, I'm in it. Then I start getting biopsies and needles. Pathologist looks at it, says, you got cancer. Oh, no, keep looking. So that's a big, big, big step. You know, I've done bronchoscopy for 25 years. And I did a different system before for about 10 years. But this is like a state-of-the-art. I tell people that this is sort of like having a two-wheel drive driving in the snow before, not have a four-wheel drive. Mm. I can get there. I just have to figure out how to get there.
So when you get in there, then it's because it's the instruments are so precise.
Yes.
You can get right there to the nodule itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you identify it.
Yes.
And can you do anything to it right there?
I just, this is a diagnostic procedure.
Just a diagnostic, but now you know earlier.
Yeah. Now in the future, there's a technology that is coming that we can actually cook it from inside, but it's not here yet.
Okay. That makes sense. That would be the next thing is, okay, now I'm in here. It's so precise. It's small. Yeah. And guess what? You zip, and it's gone.
Yeah. So it's actually done already in some places, but it's still behind technology. It's still being tested out. But yes, it is but just the fact that we can diagnose people at an early stage is a big, big, big change of survival. So.
You know, that's huge. And again, early diagnosis, Sam.
I mean, that's the whole key of it, is to diagnose it early. And going back to what Dr. LaPresa said, the low-dose CT, I encourage our listeners that live in the community to log into ShastaRegional.com and go to the screening tool. And if you qualify, I encourage you to go get this low-dose CT early. You don't want to wait too long. Better safe than sorry. So, again, log into our website, ShastaRegional.com. The tool is there. If you qualify, there's a phone number there that you can call, and they will walk you through the process and how you get your screening.
And on the site, it will tell you this would qualify you to have one of these.
It's a very simple tool. It's like literally a few questions. If you answer the yes to them, you qualify. You know.
Super.
Would you say that if you had been a smoker in the past, to be looking, to go online and look at this?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Cancer in your family, things like that?
I mean, the tool will walk you through all the different questions.
Great.
So, I mean,
and that's on Shasta Regional Medical Center's website.
Yeah.
Okay. We have to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by one of my favorite places in town, Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, it's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. You don't get in there and get your hair blow-dried. No. No, you go in there and get a haircut. I've been going there for like 17 years and never had a bad haircut. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They will take appointments, so I work on the appointments. So I give them a call at 530-244-9478, and I can make an appointment that works on my schedule. Not only that, they're just nice guys in there, Tim and Logan. Cypress Square Barbershop, it's right off Athens Avenue across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, and it's man's last stronghold. Right there on the river. Right there on the window, next to the bullet hole somebody put in it. Who might have been a little excited that it was man's last stronghold. And, okay, we'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I have got to run.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Ooh.
looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Celebrate Christmas Eve and Day at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us for Christmas Eve or Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holiday special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
This New Year's Eve, step into the magic and ring in the new year at Reading Garden of Lights. Celebrate 2025 with your loved ones surrounded by 2 million lights, live music from the band Hook, and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m., perfect for families with early bedtimes. Enjoy delicious treats, warm drinks, and the spirit of giving as all proceeds support Turtle Bay's animals, exhibits, and educational programs. Don't miss out. Reserve your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
This is an encore presentation.
Good morning and welcome. 8:37 in the morning. This is really an interesting. We love being able, first of all, to educate our listeners, and we appreciate your loyalty. And you know, we've covered everything this morning. We've talked about the Garden of Lights. We've had
you prep ins with their latest musical
singing, and then of course we love the segment of health and wellness.
With Chester Regional Medical Center.
That's right.
Sam Atani, who
our
is
new CEO.
The boss out there, the boss of all bosses, you know, for everybody else's capos.
It's not the way around, actually.
Yeah.
And I'll let you introduce the other doctor.
Dr. Lupercio.
Yes.
Is that right?
I got it right.
All right. Okay. And Dr. Bousette. We're talking, is it Lung Cancer Awareness Month, or we're just here to talk about this particular new technique that's happening as far as screening?
It's kind of both.
Okay.
I mean, we should really be focused on lung screening every month, not only just
in
that. November.
I like that. Absolutely.
This is really key, as Dr. Lepersia said, to catch it early.
Right.
If you're on stage one, your chance of survival past 5 years is over 95%.
Well, that's, you know, and that's what we're hoping on with my brother. Yeah. And but they did catch it so early, and is there a zero level or something like that?
It's stage one.
Okay, well, that's what it was, yeah. And he's a big, strong guy, it's been 2 months, and they're saying, like I said, it could be up to 2 years for a complete, because he took, you know, they take out the whole lobe, but then I guess the rest of the lung and the other lung kind of starts taking over, or
Dr. Bousette.
Yeah, Dr. Bousette. How's that work?
Well, the recovery process varies a lot based on how the operation is done. So lobectomy has been done for, 50 years in a variety of ways. When I was in training, 25 years ago, a thoracotomy or a big incision around the side was a standard approach, and to separate the ribs and sometimes take the rib out and take out the lobe. So on the left you have two lobes, on the right you have three, and so those operations were done routinely. In the mid-90s, early 2000s, it kind of shifted to more of a thoracoscopic approach, more camera and a couple small incisions or minimally invasive surgery. And that worked out reasonably well. There were some limitations, but a lot of surgeons jumped on that bandwagon. In the early, probably 2010 to 2015 time period, things shifted to a more of a robotic approach, where we're using a robot and a thoracoscope to do lobectomies. And a guy named Serfolio in Alabama was really the main proponent of that. And that started to shift the curve a little bit, and some surgeons started to move more towards robotic and minimally invasive surgery based on his results. But I'm not sure how your brother's operation was done, but...
I don't, it was...
We're not really sure,
It seems to me that they did it kind of like that, with going through. They did not remove a rib, I'll, I just talked to him for an hour.
Yesterday.
I'm going to call him back and say, how did they do that? I'm sure he told me, and I just,
Well, it's important because I've done probably 150 of these robotic lung resections at this point in time over the last 3 years since the technology was introduced to Shasta Regional Medical Center. And it's really surprising how rapidly patients recover from a minimally invasive lobectomy with a robot. I've had patients back to work in 2 to 3 weeks after having a lobe taken out robotically. This guy was up in his almost 80 years old and was back to work selling metal buildings in within 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, he was soon after it, we were talking to him. It was the old Steve. It was just his voice sounded a little different because of the breathing type thing. But so he must have had something like that. But I'll ask him next time I talk. But the big thing here is the new screening techniques, correct?
Correct.
And you can go to Shasta Regional Medical Center to their website, and where do they go specifically?
ShastaRegional.com is the website address, the link.
I'm looking at it right now. It's fantastic.
And you go into our services, and you're going to see the lungs nodule screening tool. It has a few questions in there. You answer them, and then you'll be able to find out. And there's a phone number over there as well that you'll call in and give you all the information and then walk you through the process.
Yeah, we're looking at it
right
now.
Which is nice that you can actually talk to somebody. But, there's a whole of criteria, a video on this as well, and you qualify for Medicare-approved lung cancer screening.
It's like four questions.
Simple. I mean, the key is the low-dose CT. Not all CTs are equal, so maybe Dr. Brissett can share why it's important to be a low-dose CT.
Well, certain people have concerns about how much radiation they're going to be exposed to, and so in the past, when you did a regular CAT scan, there was a certain amount of radiation which patients received. With the low-dose CT scanning, they minimize the amount of radiation exposure and still get accurate results as far as underlying lung masses that may not be obvious. Dr. Person may have some other thoughts about the benefits of low-dose CT scan, but I think it's the amount of radiation that people receive is my take on it.
Okay. Well, the only benefit is that that's what the insurance pays, but it's actually, in my opinion, it's a mistake because then you find a nodule and they have to do another one. Another CT scan, but nonetheless, that's what was standard. That's what was set up. We're not going to change it. So, in order to qualify, insurance companies and so on, I don't know. There's a difference in price. In my opinion, it doesn't make sense. But obviously, they're not asking my opinion. They set up the standards, and that's why it was.
Maybe they should ask doctors' opinions.
Already set up because now, interesting enough, because people worry about radiation, I was waiting for some test that I have to take, and I was surprised to find out that if you get on an airplane, you fly from Tokyo to New York, you get the same radiation that a CT scan. It's pretty surprising.
No, that's I guess pilots. That's something they always have to be watching for because they're bombarded.
Exactly.
With
radiation. Yeah, and it was kind of surprising that we worry about that. So when you actually have the risk, like I tell my patients that everything in life and in medicine in particular, everything's about a risk and benefit ratio. So if you're a smoker, you had a smoker, there's a concern about a cancer of the lung. obviously find it in sooner is the key. So the risk of radiation is minimum, okay, relatively speaking, compared to the benefit, okay, finding out cancer sooner. Now, the way things are done, first of all, screening without a way to deal with the problem doesn't make sense. But now we have a way to deal with the problem. We have a way to go after those nodules that were really small. We have an excellent result with thoracic surgery now because of the robotic, the Da Vinci robot that they utilize. Way back years ago, Dr. Rosai and I go way back. We've been working together for many years since I came here 22 years ago. And we actually approached our CEO about setting up a program, and he says, well, no, those patients stay here too long. They cost too much. Done. End of story. Now they go home with two, three days from the hospital. Before they stay 2-3 weeks with a chest tube. Am I wrong?
No, you're correct.
And now this is really phenomenal.
Well, the Da Vinci Xi system that you have here is, I mean, it's one of the best in the world. And it makes it a lot easier on doctors, too, if I understand right, where you're not having to lean over for 4 hours or something like that, that you can use that system.
I think there's no question the Da Vinci robotic system has provided a lot of benefit to patients, but also to surgeons. I think it's some surgeons think it's extended their work career by 5 to 10 years because of the ability to the ergonomics of being able to sit at a console and not having to stand, as you mentioned, for 3 or 4 hours during an operation.
Yeah, less it's less intrusive, faster recovery times, all that kind of in there. And that you all have that system over at Shasta.
I mean, we have the whole complete circle of the low-dose CT because, again, in the northern state, California, Shasta region has the only low-dose CT scanner. I understand what Dr. Percio is saying. Some people are still concerned about the amount of radiation because not everybody you're going to scan is going to have a lung cancer or going to have a nodule. So they prefer not to expose everybody to high radiation first. If you if you find a nodule, then you may take it for the screening. But the key is Shasta Regional is the only facility that does have that low scan CT that can be available to all our listeners and everybody in the region. And once it's defined, when Dr. Percio is correct, now we can take it further. We can take it through the ion robot with Dr. Percio, and if you did find the cancer, it goes to Dr. Brissett to do the surgery. So you can see once you get into the process, we're not going to pass you on to different systems. Once you come in, it's a complete circle, complete loop, and you get the full
everything
treatment.
Is in-house.
Everything is in-house.
Everything's
so,
in-house.
Absolutely.
All right, we need to take a quick break. We're here with Sam Attani, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, Dr. Rafael Lupercerio, and Dr. Kent Brissett. Yeah, you know, he took me 45 minutes, but you know what?
You got it.
I'm,
okay.
I'm slow, not stupid.
Okay? I put your people's names, so don't worry about it.
And we're talking about, it's not only Lung Cancer Awareness Month, which should be every month, but the types of systems and early detection systems they have. The only ones up here in the North State is over here at Shasta Regional Medical Center that could be found. And you can find cancer really early. And at that point, Dr. Brissett, with the Da Vinci surgical robotic system, if it goes to that, can take care of that. So like we said, it's just one. Once you come under the roof, you can walk in, and then when you walk out, everything's fixed.
Yeah. And one last thing I want to mention is some Medicare patients may qualify for free scans, low-dose CT scans. So, again, go on our website and find out if you qualify for a free scan.
And I'm looking at now lung nodule screening programs. So we'll talk about that more after this break. We'll be right back.
Gentlemen,
hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron.
60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You're listening to a pre-recorded show of Free Fire Radio, recorded 11-12-24. Enjoy. It's a beautiful
morning. Absolutely. It's always beautiful when you have your health. And we're talking about... right now about this lung nodule screening program. We're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center. We've got two experts in the field and, of course, our new CEO, Sam Attani, Dr. Lupercio, and Dr. Bousette. Welcome back to this last segment of the show. And I was asking at the break with Dr. Lupercio, like, you were born in Mexico and then you moved to the States and you said you have a long backstory, but I'm curious. And so are so many other people, and we're going to go to Dr. Bousette, too. Like, when did you decide, because it's a lifelong, what it takes to go through, because my brother's a doctor, too, so I've watched this, what it is to go get your, become a doctor. Years and years and years. When did you know I want to work with people and be a doctor?
Well, I always liked science, growing up in Mexico. I went to school up to the sixth grade in my hometown, because I come from a small town. And then from the age of 11 to 17, I didn't go to school. But I was a nerd. I mean, I loved to read. I mean, I read the Bible because there was nothing else to read in my hometown. And I always liked to learn. And so when I came to the States, I got thrown into high school, I think in the 10th grade when I was 17, and it was really interesting to learn English and, eventually catch up. And then they had it was one of those moments that it's almost like destiny. They had a program at Sac State called CAMP, College Assistant Migrant Program. And the doctor from the university that got the grant said, well, you're selecting a group. We're not going to sponsor this from the government. I said, well, Look at the number of children of immigrants that work in the fields in the university. There's none. Because they have no idea. The parents have no idea how to get them through college or to college. And they say, okay, you got the money. So what happened is that I actually have left high school. I was working the same ranch as my dad worked. And they said, well, we got this money. We got to get students. So they went around. If you had a pulse and you had a high school diploma and you were a child of a migrant family, you got in. And I got into Sac State through that process. And then when I thought, well, now I'm here, I got to really buckle down and really study. And I asked, well, what do I want to do? I want to go into science. And then I thought medicine would be a good field for me. And I didn't know what I was doing, but I had a lot of people at Sac State, a lot of professors that guided me to get ready, take the MCATs, apply, and the whole process.
Right.
I didn't know it was such a big deal to get into medical school.
Very big deal to get into medical school. And so I'm going to also ask Dr. Bissett, when did you decide, you know, when you're going through medical school, you've got to pick out, you know, what your specialty is going to be, like where you're going to go, especially after you do all your residencies. How did you go into this particular part of the body?
I went to a medical school at Loma Linda down in Loma Linda, California. And my medical school is usually divided between 2 years of basic science, then 2 years of clinical rotations. So I'd gotten through basic science and really didn't know what I was going to do, and started through the clinical rotations, and they included initially internal medicine, which didn't appeal to me too much. OB and pediatrics didn't have any appeal whatsoever. And I got into the surgical rotations, and really that's when a light went on.
Mm. Okay. You were saying that you used to do heart. So that's a big change. Is it not to go from heart to lung, or is it kind of the same? You're dealing with different organs.
Well, the training process for heart and lung surgery focuses on a cardiothoracic surgical residency. So in my case, I did a general surgery residency back on the East Coast. I spent a couple of years at Yale's at transplant, in a transplant research program, and did my cardiothoracic training program at University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. And I spent 3 years there doing the cardiothoracic program. And that was divided between a year of research, a year of thoracic surgery, and a year of cardiac surgery. So by the time you finish that, you're pretty much can do both heart or lung surgery.
Okay.
And or both. And so I did cardiac surgery for about 5 years, and then at this point in time do primarily a lot of lung and vascular surgery.
So I just think it's fascinating because we're here with, you know, medicine is a miracle and it also is science. So and it has so much to do with not only your doctor but your will, I think, as an individual to will yourself to get well and follow the rules and be a good patient. So, Dr. LaPercio, when did you decide that you wanted to go into the aspect of lung?
I actually was working as an internist at the Woodland Clinic, and initially I was going to go into cardiology. But then when I worked as an internist in private practice, I kind of realized that cardiology was very focused on one organ. And I also realized that I wasn't cut out for internal medicine because I just didn't have the patience to deal with a lot of the psychological aspects that come with internal medicine. And I was afraid I was going to stop listening to my patients. And every time I see a patient with an oxygen tank come in, it's, a real patient. So I talked to the people at UC Davis, and they knew me well because that's where I trained for my internal medicine rotations, residency. And they said, yeah, we'll take you. So I went back to do a fellowship, and then that's when I came up here. So being here in Reading, so unfortunately for the community, I'm the only lung specialist in the whole. Well, there's a new one now, but for many years I was the only one. So I can do pretty much anything you want. We have embraced all these new technologies and procedures to benefit patients.
Okay, this is what we're talking about now. We have brilliant minds in the house, and I'm so happy that Sam Attani, our new CEO of Shasta Regional, have brought these doctors on today. And you can go on to Shasta Regional Medical Center and look at this new screening program. It's pretty self-explanatory, if you will. Patients between the ages of 50 and 77 years old the criteria. It's a low dose. Or I don't even want to call it low dose. It's called low what?
It's a low dose.
Okay. All right. So when I hear low dose, I don't even want to hear dose. Okay. So it's relatively, what's the word I was saying? Okay, we'll say low dose. Scan. And so go on to Shasta Regional, ShastaRegional.com. We appreciate you so much being with us this morning. Do you have any closing thoughts? We have about 30 seconds, Sam.
I just want to say that Shasta Regional Medical Center's vision really is to be the destination for health and compassionate care for our community. And the community's health is our priority, and we'll work tirelessly to improve it and to be a resource for everybody that uses our facilities and all the counties surrounding us. So looking forward for more topics to bring forward and looking to meet everybody in the community to improve the health of our community and the care.
Well said. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.